Thanks for listening to Hacker Public Radio. I am your host today, Will Jason. That is J-A-S-E-N. Everybody always confuses it. What I'm going to talk about today is how to access Sprint users' voicemail. Now, when I say Sprint users, it doesn't necessarily mean that you have to be on the Sprint network. You just have to know, I guess, your target within the Sprint network. Their phone number really is all you need. I came across this because I was talking to a former English professor on my cell phone, but my battery kept dying. So I told her, hey, I will set up my IP phone and I will call you back. Unfortunately, the server I have Asterisk on, I have had done some reconfigurations, so Asterisk wasn't working functionally as far as getting my phone to work. So within 15 minutes I was able to get my phone up and I was gonna call her. But before I did that, I wanted to set my own caller ID because she's very picky about if she doesn't know the number that is calling, she won't pick up. I called, but she didn't answer. So just to be sure that my caller ID was being set correctly, I called my own cell phone, or I attempted to anyway. Instead of calling my cell phone, it actually went straight into the voicemail of my account. At first, I didn't really realize the severity of this, but it quickly slipped into my mind, I can probably do this to someone else's. So a friend, I also entered his number as the outgoing caller ID, and I called his number, and sure enough, it went straight into his voicemail. Now, granted, I didn't listen to his voicemail. I just made sure that it would come up. I also tried a couple of other friends' numbers on different networks, but those networks, they seemed to block it. In fact, I tried Altel, and I tried Virgin, and it, instead of going into voicemail, instead of ringing the phone, it actually appears to just ring infinitely or a really long time until somebody hangs up. This is a perfect example of security through obscurity, and it demonstrates why it does not work well. Sprint is assuming that nobody is changing their caller IDs and calling their own number. However, in this case, I stumbled across it, and luckily I'm not a very malicious person. But as I think we all believe here at HPR, knowledge is power, and knowledge should be free. With that said, this concludes another Hacker Public Radio. Remember that HPR is community driven, so that means that anyone can submit an episode. I'm Will Jason, and I remind you, complete the pattern, solve the puzzle, turn the key.
Thank you for listening to Hacker Public Radio. HPR is sponsored by Caro.net, so head on over to caro.net for all your hosting needs.